Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Welcome, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, and yes, we're having a second talk interview. I like to call them talks because usually it ends up just being talks because I don't do a Q&A and all that. Everybody knows. The gal who did that commercial used to work for a radio station, and I got to know her, and she did that for me. And every time I hear that, she's in Florida now, I just think she's just got such a nice voice to do a commercial like that. So thank you very much. I'm going to talk a little bit, of course, about the magazine. We're getting close to the new issue for May. I've already sent out so many reminders and gotten responses. My list is so long, I was just telling my guests that every month it seems that it's getting bigger and bigger, and I have people that will say, well, can I send a second one? I have another article or something. I never refuse. So I'm going to be starting this very early so I don't wear myself down to nothing, you know, because I go at warp speed anyways. But it's you know, you got to get it perfect because if you do something wrong, I send it to them, you know, and they'll look at, oh, Natalie, that link isn't working. But usually I check all the links when it's up. So anyways, get your submissions in. I take poetry, excerpts, articles, you know, anything. I'm trying to get a photographer from France. And then there's somebody else, and then there's this man who does these little tiny, you know, dishes and little houses, and he's in China. And, you know, I mentioned this before, I think sometimes people, they're afraid to share what they do, like I'm going to take it or something. But, you know, I'm working on them all the time, sending him a note, well, when can we do this, you know? But the magazine is nice. It's a good size one. And again, I'm working on the flip magazine. It's coming along. Once I get that done, it'll be really nice. I mean, just think how gorgeous it's going to be. My blues and colors, and it's going to be very, very colorful. Anyways, also, don't forget Star Psychics with a Z. That's Stars with a Z, I should say. First-time clients get 3 free minutes. That's a one-time only. And then once you do that and you go back in your account, there will be other specials for you, one-time only. I mean, I can't give everybody free, you know, because it takes money to run the site and all of that good stuff, as we know. So I hope everybody is being safe out there. I know I am taking good care of myself. I got to get away a little bit this past weekend, and, I walked so much I almost killed myself. No. I've been suffering ever since, but I'm doing these, I have to tell you what I'm doing. I got these exercises online for your feet, your ankles, and your calves, because that's what's killing me. And I realized that I have these small, narrow, kind of bony feet, you know, they're not, and I'm thinking to myself, that's why they're probably hurting, because, you know, how often do we really walk for miles and miles? Tell me, we don't really do that. I mean, I ride a bike, but it's not like walking steps, and it's not like walking. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my guest in, and she's a dear friend of mine. And, you know, the book is out, and I wanted to give her this now. I didn't want to wait because the next opening I have is in October, and that would be kind of like, you know, a little too long, and didn't want her to wait that long, and I wanted to get her on the show. So without further ado, as I said, welcome, Melody Baskin. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you so much for having me on, Natalie. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's going to be a good talk, you know, I'm sure of it. So what I usually do, Melody, is I have people go back to kind of like when they got struck with the bug to write. I mean, kind of where did this come from? And I'm going to tell you this ahead of time. Almost everybody that I've asked this of, they either wrote poetry when they were young or they wrote little stories when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
And they just continued on. And that's the truth. I mean, I don't think there's been anybody that has said, oh, no, I just took pen to paper and started writing. I don't think anybody said that.
And there it was. Yeah. Well, I have written since I was a child, you know. I'd make up all kinds of stories, and I actually I've always had trouble sleeping because I remember when I was a kid I couldn't end the stories. Like, I just couldn't find an ending, so I just kept going and going. I would, you know, create plays and stories and all of that. And then along came music, which has always been very important to me, too. So I started to compose songs, and I have 9 albums in music for adults and for children. And every word that I write in my songs are meant to be positive and raise self-esteem and you know, try to promote character building, caring about each other, diversity, celebration, that kind of thing. And then in 2016, before that, life just wasn't right to just sit down and write a book, you know. I needed just like some empty time and space, and I suddenly there was this inner voice that said, okay, you have enough to say, it's time to write a book. And so I did. I wrote my first real book in 2016, and then several more, Heart Dreamer, a couple years ago, and a play for children, and now finally Peace Dreamer, A Journey of Hope in Bad Times and Good, which I wrote during the pandemic and didn't expect to write a book. So I just had so much, you know, writing, music, art, all those things, they're just tools to release a lot of emotions and thoughts and feelings, and I had lots of those just like everyone did and does during the pandemic, and I started to write them out and, you know, wrote. It became a spiritual journey really for me. I started to really think about the truest meaning of peace and the truest meaning of love, and how do we not judge each other just because we're different from each other and that kind of thing. And then I also wrote a whole bunch of self-care tools because I needed them. I was full of anxiety about the pandemic, about all the division in our country. And so the book is packed full of all kinds of self-care tools about chakras, about how to use them, what they are, how to balance yourself, how to go back to your breath. And also, you know, think about being an activist for ourselves, to go into our, you know, we have to be our own activists for our own lives and heal our own lives. And by trying to heal ourselves, we're changing and raising the vibration in the world. So, you know, it's about peace begins with me and peace in the world. And there's such a deep connection, of course. So I don't know if that answers your question. I go on tangents.
No, I love it. No, I love it, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, we had talked that you ended up writing a book during quarantine, and everybody has encountered stress or something. I don't want to say stress like you go cuckoo, but, you know, this anxiety, this what stressed me was, you know, I was watching TV too much. And I was annoyed. Just get me on a podium, I'll run for something. I just couldn't stand it. I mean, the way people were treating each other, this was awful. It was appalling to me. You know, and Jackie, who does a lot of my work for me, a lot of writing and stuff, she said to me, you would have been good. I said, well, no, I probably would have been shot because I have a big mouth. And, I mean, I can be shy. But if I'm on with a cause, like I'm an animal activist, don't get me started on that. Don't do that.
Mm.
But, you know, to each his own. But I think I missed my calling. Next life, I guess, right? But, you know,
no,
it's true.
It might be
you know,
this life.
Go ahead.
No, I said it might be this life. You never know.
Well, no, I'm not going to run for something. I'm too old. But I really love what I do. And, you know, you've got something on your site. It says changing the world, one note, one word, and one message at a time. I guess that's what I'm doing also in my own way. You know, I mean, we need to find what you love to do. Watching television, news, and all that, I just stopped. I just stopped doing it because it was driving me crazy. I mean, it's not good to do that. You cannot do that. People are going to have their own opinions, and that's great. I love that. You might not think they're right. You might think they're, you know, way off on the deep end. I just believe. That's my one thing, and when I'm on anything, when I post on Instagram, by the way, I'm following you. When I'm on Instagram, I always put believe. That's it, believe. Mm. There isn't any other way. You have to believe. And so people say, well, and some, when I end the show, I'll say believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. So it's, you know, when I was a little girl, though, I wasn't that spiritual that I knew of. I mean, I don't know, maybe I was. Maybe I was being groomed for this. I have no idea. But I, you know, I love the fact that you see, you started when you were really young. You know, you already had that creativity going. I didn't do that at all. I just, you know, went day to day, and I daydreamed an awful lot, Melody. I really, really did. Just sitting there daydreaming about, things. And I always wanted a horse. You know, I was a great follower of Secretariat, and I post on the farm, Claiborne Farm and all of that. I mean, that was my love. And that's what I posted. Everybody on that little Instagram will say, we're waiting for Natalie to say, always my love, big red. And that's the truth. That's what I do. I'm like a nut. But that's how I feel. That's how I feel. And so, and I'm learning to love photography, the art, you know, and I think that was a good thing for a lot of people, don't you think, for the quarantine? Look what you did. Look what you created. I mean, my goodness.
I know.
We need to talk about this book.
And I do think that people, you know, I agree. And I love that you love the book. It seemed like it really was part of your heart as soon as you got it. And that made me feel so good.
Well, and then I have to tell everybody, I'm so spoiled rotten here. She autographed it. She went to the post office special. And then she put in this little placeholder kind of thing. It says, trust the timing of your life. And that is in. And isn't that the truth?
I chose that one especially for you. I had a bunch of different ones in front of me, and I said, that's Natalie. That's the one I'm going to send her in as a bookmark. Yes.
And, you know, the book makes you feel really good. It allows you to not feel alone. And it's uplifting. But it's coming from somebody like you. And you would never put out anything that wasn't absolutely wonderful. Never. Never, never, never.
Oh,
you know, there are authors, I'm sure, and I've had some that they do make-believe stuff. And, of course, I love because I, you know, about my fairy tale. Everybody knows about that I haven't written yet. I mean, I'm starting to do some work on it. But anyways, sometimes when you see truth, when you can feel something from a book like yours, it's the best experience you can have. And
Thank you. Go ahead.
No, and I know coming from you, how could you miss? I mean, this is beautiful work.
Aww.
Well, look what
you've
done. My goodness, you are, you know, if you go on her site, CherylMelody.com, you will see all that she's done and all that she is. And I love to see it. I really, and this book, Peace Dreamer, look, if you go there, you can get it at Amazon, of course, and you can see my review there and many others. But you'll see that it's the sky, it's the clouds, it's blue, but it's bursting. When I saw it, it's just bursting.
Yeah.
And to me, it's bursting from the heavens. That's what it is. That's how powerful that cover. And everybody knows Natalie loves covers. I mean, if you don't have a good cover, I won't pick it up. And if it doesn't it doesn't have a good feeling. Your book has a nice feeling. It's right in front of me. I peruse it all the time. I just love it. I just love it. It's just okay. Well, tell me now. When you sat down, how did you get the idea to do this? Was it based on being in quarantine? Was it because you had so much time on your hands and you wanted to know, you know, how can I help people out there that are going through things very similar? I mean, how did you start it off? What were you thinking? I want to know. I'm picking your brain. That's what I'm doing.
Well, you know, I was watching the news, and I was seeing and feeling all the division, and of course, the pandemic and the grief around losing so many people, and just all the different social, racial, and political division. And I just said to myself, you know, I've always visualized peace in the world, and mm-hmm. I've always visualized that we can find common ground between people that don't agree with each other. If we just listen to each other without our agenda and just listen, and also realize that everyone has a story and everyone is the way they are, and everyone behaves or has made choices because of circumstances that happened to them. But everyone was born, you know, with pure love, an open tablet. And then it's life that changes us and makes us different from each other. But my intention is to find love and try to find the spirit of love for each other and find that common ground and realize, you know, let's listen. I want to listen to your story. Why do you feel this way? You know, how did it happen and that kind of thing? And then have other people listen to yours. And maybe there's something in the middle there. And so the main thing is I wanted to feel more hope, and I wanted to give more hope. And I want, when I write, whether this book or Heart Dreamer, the book I wrote before this, they're kind of like sister books, and I didn't realize I was going to do that. You know, I wanted somebody to feel like I'm sitting right next to them, talking to them, and that seems to be what people feel, and just right from my heart. So, you know, I want people to believe in the goodness in themselves and try to find a way out. You know, there's some questions in here, some really thought-provoking questions in Peace Dreamer, and I have like a mini journal in there, what are your biases? What are your prejudices? We all have them without even realizing it. What are your values? Do you believe that a hardened criminal can change? Can they shift their heart from, you know, and can we all shift our heart from fear to love? You know, so there's lots of thought-provoking questions just for self-discovery to know ourselves better and to see where we can go with that as human beings. So I just wanted to stay in hope and give hope, and it just started to evolve, you know. Meanwhile, you know, I found myself very anxious about everything, about, you know, are we going to die in a few months, my husband and me, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And so I had to embrace the self-care tools that I usually did, but sometimes forget to teach what I, you know, forget to take on what I teach, you know. And so I started to write a lot of self-care tools and also integrate them into my life, like going back to your breath, closing your eyes, putting your hands on your heart and just breathing and visualizing, you know, that there will be a better time and just going back to love, the spirit of love, you know?
Right. And, so, you know, I have felt, Melody, that the whole pandemic thing was a way of the universe stopping us and saying, you know, you've been thinking too much about the money. It's not about the money. It's about each other. It's a comeuppance. People have been forced, whether they like it or not, to think about each other, to care for each other. You and I are very caring people. I know what I do. I've done it all my life, even as a little girl. But there are those out there that have just been wandering around, making, oh, I got to make this. I got to make this kind of money, you know, and stepping over on people, or stepping on people, rather, and then going around and not even stopping to say, hey, how are you today? So
right.
I think it had a dual purpose. I feel really bad about all the people that passed. I really, really do. I think it was unnecessary, a lot of it. I think, too, that now we've come almost on the other side. We have learned to utilize our time better, don't you think?
Yeah.
And do things for each other. And, I mean, it doesn't matter. Just be good to people. Be good to yourself. I mean, you know, I do that. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. It's not worth it.
Right.
Life is so short, and something really saddened me today. I found out that my neighbor's daughter, she passed away, and her other daughter had passed away. I found out that her last daughter passed away. She was 39. That really bothered me. Anyways, but I'm just saying, life is short. You don't know what's going to happen. So make each moment, every day, the best that you can. For me, you know, I have a son, a granddaughter, a daughter-in-law, two really good friends. I have a goddaughter. I am there for them always, and they are for me. Of course, my goddaughter, her mother was my best friend. And I've had some really wonderful spiritual things happen to me. I've been blessed with that. I don't know if you have to be hit on the head. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, yeah, I had a something appeared when I was dying, actually, and there wasn't anything they could do. And I had this huge, I don't know if I ever told you, huge crystal. It must have been 6-7 feet high, and my back wall was lighting up my whole room. And I've talked to spiritual people. Yes, it was to heal me, but I had to see it. It was something else. And it took quite a few years to get on a path that I'm on right now and just doing for everybody. I mean, you know, if everybody, and I'm treated really well. And if you do good and you take good care of yourself, you have to do that also. You have to be safe. And, you know, that's why another reason why I wanted to do to have this talk with you, not wait until October.
Thank you.
You know, I rarely get cancellations sometimes. I probably had a couple. Somebody got really sick, and I lost my voice. Oh, God forbid. I lose my voice.
I remember
Natalie
that.
Natalie losing her voice. That would not be good.
But,
you know, it's giving of your time, and it makes me feel good. And when this show is over, I'll feel really good about myself. I'll be lifted up into the sky because I've done something wonderful, and I've helped to promote you, and that's what I love to do. So
that's beautiful.
Tell me how long it took you to write this book.
Literally the year.
Okay.
I think I started last March, and it got released a few weeks ago. So I had to know when to stop. You know, when's enough enough, and. The book is just filled with everything from grounded tools to spiritual.
It really, really is. It has an
spiritual
awful lot.
Awakening.
And I have to tell you something. I was flipping through the pages, and I just noticed your little blue post-it in the back. I did not see it when the book came.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for doing it just on your own. I appreciate the review so much. It was so nice, really.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
You know,
I mean, I just, you know, I don't know if it's automatic writing or what I do, but I just sat and I typed what I felt. And, you know, the feeling that I got from the book and you and, it's easy. I mean, I have this lady that likes me to review all the card decks that come through. And I think, why? She said, well, will you do this one? I don't want anybody else to review it. Okay, I'll do it.
Wow.
You know, it's kind of cool.
Oh, that's so nice.
She's a publicist, and I've known her many years, and she sends me, that's what she does, you know. It's not that other one that I was telling you that I'm the star to him, but this one, she, oh, yeah, she's just, I have another deck. Will you review it, please? Please? She puts on there. Oh, of course I will. But anyways, okay, so.
That's great.
You used a lot of your feelings and empathy in this book, I'm sure. What you got from the world around you. And just the title. Where did the title come from?
Well, just like being a heart dreamer, which I am, I've always been a dreamer like you. I've always been a peace dreamer. And the title just is just what it is, a journey of hope in bad times and good. I've always tried to keep hope, and I want people to keep a sense of optimism and, you know, belief in the good of themselves and the good in people and the power of love. And that we all have the ability to shift when we're ready. We have the ability to shift from fear to love. And, you know, it's all about kind of raising the consciousness.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and that's just kind of what I want to do. There's a. Can I read you a little section?
You certainly can. I would love it.
It says, we are not what we do. Not our professions, labels, or college degrees. We are imperfect human beings, and as my mother used to say, everyone puts one pant leg on at a time. No one is immune from looking within. As you go through your day, witness yourself. What needs repair? Were your thoughts and words helpful today? Did they tear someone down, or did they raise them up? Did your actions and reactions come from the highest place within you? Let's do our best to walk our talk in every part of our lives. If we judge too many times, yell too many times, felt impatient and angry, stop, listen, witness, forgive yourself, shift your heart to love, and try again. So that's just a little section of it. But
and it makes so much sense. But
yeah.
People have a difficult time. I was having a difficult time, and I was watching the news, and it was making me angry, and attacking the Capitol, my cousin just sat down and cried. I mean, that was unforgivable, totally.
Yes.
That is something that has been there forever, and I'm not going to go over that, because I was really angry about it, and I think I had a period of time after that. I kept thinking, you know, I wish I could do something, but I can't do anything, you know. You know, and I talk to God every day, and I'd say, okay, well, if you give me the tools, I'll wave my magic wand, and I'll fix it all in one sweep. Trust me, I'll do that. You can trust me to do that, but of course I can't do that. But I figured I could do little things here and there. But you know what, Melody, I don't really think about what I do. I just do it. I don't have to think, like, well, should I do this? Should I have Melody? Should I do a second interview this week so I can have Melody on? I didn't even have to think about it. Yes, I will do that. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
It's true.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I've got so many people. I get emails every day. Can I talk to you on your show? And I mean, you know, I'm a nobody from Nobodyville. I'm not famous. And I shouldn't say I'm a nobody. But I'm not famous, but yet, it makes me feel really good, and I continue on my path just like you will continue on yours when people tell you how much they appreciate you and what you've done. And
that's right.
So, yeah, and somebody said, and it's not about fame and it's not about fortune. It's just
about,
man told me what it is. He said, Natalie, what you do is you are food for the world. You are food for the world. And, you know,
well, that's true.
And, you know, he said, because what you do, I didn't want to do this in the first place. Now, did you really want to write your first book, or were you eager to do it? I want to know that. See, because I'm struggling with mine because I. Go ahead.
I never gave it a thought. I didn't really think I was going to write a book. I'm all about, you know, I've done music all my life. I've been a singer. I've been performing and writing my own music, making albums, and working with children with music and all of that. And it's just, it was an inner voice. I listen, what I call the wisdom whispers. I heard a wisdom whisper say, write a book. In, you know, in 2016, it's time to write a book. You have something to say. I hadn't planned that at all. And the most I would write is like in my journal. But, you know, so I did that. And then I decided to write a bigger book. That wasn't really planned either. Heart Dreamer wasn't really planned. But I'm such a dreamer, and I want everyone else to step into their dreams or to waken themselves. What childhood dreams did they have? And can they step into a part of that now? You know, some of us have had to be so practical in our lives that we've put aside the truth of who we really are. So that book was all about stepping into your innermost truth and your dreams and, you know, finding them and doing them, you know, taking small action steps. And then Peace Dreamer is, you know, is more spiritual and is here. Well, the other book is quite spiritual too, but this led me on a path of really, I've always loved the words peace and love. You know, I'm just kind of a natural born hippie, but.
Well, they go hand in hand, actually. And you're right. It's a hippie,
yeah.
Hippie era. You're right.
But the thing is, this book, writing this book got me into a really deep place where I began to understand an even deeper meaning to what love is and what peace is. And I talk about it in the journal part of this book, chapter 5. I think I mentioned it before, you know, just realizing that everyone is born with love and an open slate and has a story. And, you know, it's our life experiences that change us. And if we can just see each other through those eyes, kind of see the child heart in everyone, I'm able to separate now the behaviors of someone, even if they've been violent, from who they were when they were born and their life experiences. So when I do thought transference and I meditate on the world, on people in the world, on people I don't agree with, on people I do, on people's health, and I ring my crystal bowls, my chakra bowls, I send everyone, especially those with whom I don't agree, love and healing and light. Because I think that we all have that natural desire to be loved, no matter what path we chose. And so this book really helped me get to that place where I could separate. I don't condone violence and bullying any way, or prejudice or racism. I don't condone it. But I am now able, because of writing this book, able to separate those actions from that person, that, you know, that newborn, that child heart inside them somewhere.
Because we all started out the same with this love inside, and we were nurtured.
Exactly.
And when you see people that have done things, you have to think, what happened to them along the way?
Exactly.
How did they, here they were little toddlers and laughing and cooing and all that kind of stuff, and maybe, just maybe, they were not wanted, and they were not loved like they should have been. So maybe there was a little...
Right, they may not have.
Yeah, that could have been it, and that set the tone for them. Could be. I just thought of that. That could very well have been it.
Exactly.
You know,
pure souls.
The same.
They were born pure souls. And then all that other stuff, you know, is what molded them. And all the prejudice maybe in the family and violence that have been passed down, you know.
Right.
And until you break that pattern, you are still part of the pattern and all of that. So I don't know. I still have a hard time. I'm still in the process of trying to let go of my inner judge, you know.
I still do that too.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I just can't help it.
Yes, yeah.
We have to help each other. I don't know. No, I agree. It doesn't matter, like, for example, who you voted for. I don't really care. We all have our own, you know, who we wanted and what we want done. I wanted goodness and truth and love to come out of those at the top. That's what I wanted. I wanted it to be a peaceful time, not this upheaval. Everybody was so agitated. I was agitated. So now nobody's perfect.
Well, they still are. It's still happening.
Oh, yes.
You know.
And nobody's perfect. No, nobody could come in and, like I said, wave their wand and say, okay, it's all going to be good now. No, it's not. It's just everything takes time. But you have to strike a good chord. You have to do something that's going to get us off of this bumpy road and get us on a much smoother road. That's all. That's all that it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want the good for the world. I'm all about that.
And I know you are too. Yeah. Can I read the poem that's in the book that has to do with what you just said?
Sure. I love this.
All right.
I love this interaction. So it's like I'm sitting in front of you and you're doing a reading. Yes, I love it.
All right. It's called My Dream for Peace. Imagine a day will come when those who have the power to destroy the world suddenly feel a transformational shift in their hearts to save the world. Believe, a day will come when every heart on earth opens to the healing energy of love, kindness, compassion, empathy, diversity celebration, and peace. Dream, a day will come when no one is ever judged again based on their color, race, religion, creed, nationality, gender, age, ability, social status, or sexual orientation. Trust. A day will come when we see each other through the warm eyes of love. Rejoice. A day will come when the Statue of Liberty stands tall once again and greets all humanity back to its shores with love. Envision. A day will come when the world chooses to cooperate, collaborate, and do what is best for the well-being of the collective whole. Care. A day will come when we realize how important it is to stop our busy lives and listen to each other's feelings, thoughts, and life experiences without judgment. We will simply listen from a place of love. Visualize. A day will come when conflicts are resolved through nonviolent solutions, empathic listening, common ground compromise, and the healing power of love. Celebrate. A day will come when a healing light shines through and around Mother Earth and the whole world makes a conscious decision to stand for love, unity, justice, equality, and peace.
How true is that?
It's a powerful poem.
Yes, and you have to believe anything is possible. I get so many people to say, oh, that will never happen. Really? Okay. You know, that's not how I believe. So you want to stand and argue with me about it? I don't know where it came from. You know, I was a little Catholic girl, and I had an awakening in church that all this gold, what do I have to be here to talk to God? I don't have to be in this church. I mean, isn't that awful? I made all my sacraments and everything, and my mother, we went to church every Sunday. And, you know, and all of a sudden, after I ended that, I guess I was in junior high, I started thinking to myself, I don't have to go into a place. I can talk to God anywhere I want. and and you know,
nature in nature, right?
Right. I mean, you know, you can stand outside, talk,
or
look up,
yeah,
talk to the sky. I mean, I do it all the time. I talk, and I
right.
You know, sometimes it's a little dissertation. I always have other people laughing because, oh, here she is. She's going to tell me something that's wrong. You betcha I am. Come on, stop this. You can do it. Only you can, with God, anything is possible. But anyways, that poem was so uplifting and so truthful. Everybody should get your book. They're going to feel so good reading it. They're going to feel good reading it. That's the thing. And put it down beside you. You don't have to read it all in one day.
Right. It's the kind of book you turn to, you know, over and
over. Exactly. Let it be inspirational for you. That's what you have to have. If you need inspiration, get this book, and
that's
it's on
it.
Amazon. And it's on Amazon.
Thank you
so
much.
Go there and get it. But anyways, so now do you have, what's in the works for you now? Or are you just kind of going to be promoting your book and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm kind of like you. I'm like, I have a butterfly spirit, like whatever comes into me.
Yep, flip
you know.
Here, flip there, right?
I have the Facebook community that I started that has about 1,000 people.
Shift, awesome.
Shift of Heart, S-H-I-F-T, that you're a member of. And so that keeps me busy, and I belong to the Visioneers of Canada, which is an amazing group of people that are led by Dr. Jerry Schwartz and Dr. Desmond Berghofer, and they are creating an active vision of what the world will look like as a world of peace and caring. And I belong to that, and I'm part of their round table where we're brainstorming. And I belong to something called the Happiness Bird, happinessbird.com, I think it is, and we're promoting values of basic values of co-creation and kindness and a new way of looking at success and happiness. You know, it's not about money, and it's about just small moments of joy and giving joy to others and all of that. So, and I'm doing writing for various magazines like yours. You know, whatever comes my way. And, of course, I have 2 grandchildren I haven't seen in over a year, so we're trying to decide when and if, and I love them, and we've been doing FaceTime forever, and so they keep me busy. And
that's tough.
And then
are they? They're not near you? They're not near you at all?
No. They're in Oregon, so they're pretty
far out. And
that's
what you said, that you might be visiting. That's when we talked through email.
We can't decide. I don't know. We're not sure yet because of we've had our shots, but we also have doubts about, it's hard to plunge back in too, after I've removed myself for over a year, even more than he has. So we have to see, we have to use our intuition about whether we feel safe or not
to do it,
whether it's the right timing. And, we'll just see.
Well, I hope you get to go.
Know.
How old are they?
Yeah. One is going to be 4 and one is 7.5.
Oh,
yeah.
Little ones. My granddaughter will be 17 in June. And I'm probably closer to her. Well, I used to watch her when she was little, but I'm really close to her now. And she's very spiritual, just like I am. And I'm really appreciating her and watching her grow. They don't live that far from me, like maybe 5-6 minutes away. But, she's got her busy life now, and she's really good in school.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll get a lot of scholarships. Yeah. She doesn't really know. My son wants her to go away to school. And I said, you never know. I said, the whole thing of it is you let her do what she wants to do. I would like to see her go, but not too far. Grammy still wants to hold on to her, the little girl. And very talented, so talented that she's going to do some illustrations in my book, in my fairy tale. Yeah, I have a picture on my Instagram. Yeah, that she did a painting of Africa because I want to go there too. Gosh, I want to do so much. I need somebody very wealthy in my life. But anyways, you know, she draws and she has this pad that she does things on, and she's so excited and she knows the story. And I'm kind of toying with some titles. I don't really know yet. I guess I'll know the right one. I had one years ago.
It'll come to you. It'll come to you.
Well, you know what? I had one years ago, and I've been thinking about that title because the title itself, you're gonna say, well, that's impossible. You can't do that, and that's true. You can't. So, but that's what this book is about. It's going to take you to a place where, gosh, could this really happen? Yes, it could. So because remember, mm-hmm. I'm the believer here. I am. Don't tell me you can't. You can.
Right.
You can, people.
Right.
You can. You know,
that's
if
it.
You need inspiration, call me. I'll give it to you. I'll tell you. You can do it. You know, I mean, that's what everybody says to me. Oh, Natalie, you can do anything. I said, how do you know that? This Jackie says this to me and Candy, who does all the marketing. You can do anything. I said, well, how do you know? Oh, I just know. I feel it. I just know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. If you tackle something, you do it. Well, this converting this e-zine into a magazine is a little bit more difficult, but I'm having fun. But I think that...
So you're thinking of doing an on-print magazine?
No, not on print, but a magazine that actually looks like a magazine with a cover, and it'll have a nice thing, but you touch the corners and the pages turn.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, my goodness. So you're trying to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's technological, right?
Technology. And what happens is I'll then be able to get ads in it. Because it'll be, and I can get subscriptions free. I mean, you don't charge anybody, but it can be sent to you, this software. I can send it, you know, we can get a list. I can get a list going. People all want to have it. They just want it delivered to their mailbox, whatever. It can be on your cell phone. I've got the color scheme, and I've got so many ideas. I just have to spend time doing it. You know, I have to, but what I want to do is I want to make, and I don't even know if you can, but I want to do it, I want to make templates so that each month, because most people don't do magazines monthly like I do because they're not crazy like I am, but I want to do templates so that, like, if I get something from you, I know, first of all, it's either going to be an excerpt or a beautiful article, so... you'll have a placement there. And I'll pull it up because they have this thing called the bookcase. I can go to Melody's. I can go to her portion that she's done for me before. And I know the layout that I want to do because it will be good. And there you go. See, all these people that are doing this, they're making it hard for themselves. I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to show them that this can be done. But that's what I've been working on.
Well, it sounds great. That sounds great. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I have people that are encouraging me. It's just finding the time. And, of course, I've got to get all the tax stuff ready. I don't have to have that in until September. But nonetheless, when you do a business and you have to do receipts every day and you have to do your payables and all that, I mean, it's a big job, gathering and all. So I have to do that.
But in between,
I'm going to work on this magazine. It'll be an actual magazine.
That's
a printed version. Oh my gosh, Melody, that's really difficult. You have to have a lot of sponsors, a lot of money, and mostly everything, don't you think, is online? Almost everything is online.
Yes. Well, I know some people that had a print magazine and they've gone to online because they don't want to waste paper. So,
that's it.
Yeah.
And it can sit there. They're not going to throw it away because they can always retrieve it. They can always go back and find it. And, but what I want to do is I want to do sections. I want to have photography. I have a lady in Germany that has a column She does all of her paintings. And I want to have something on, you know, health, good stuff, good material. I have a lady that I interviewed on Wednesday. I got her. And nutrition. And then I had this man, his name is Billy Dodson, and he's gone to Africa many times, and I have had him in my magazine several times, 2 years in a row. And I want to have a section on animals and how you can support them, and so that everything is taken care of. I've already got it all laid out in my head. And so, like
you
I said,
do.
I'm an animal activist. I just you know, it's hard for me to watch Instagram and YouTube with these little babies, and I cry. I mean, it's just awful for me. So I try not to do it too often. But anyway,
yeah.
And of course you would be a part of it, because I would have, you know, I have so many ideas for so many people. And this will just be promotion. And it wouldn't cost anybody anything, except if they wanted to get an ad. But if they wanted to contribute, of course I keep it free. You know, that's just,
right,
I'll just keep doing it. That's my gift.
Just one of them, one of many.
Well, I don't know.
You know.
I just love people, and I love doing for people, and bringing smiles and helping people in grocery stores. Can I help you? A lady said to me, she said, do you work here? I said, no. She said, my goodness, she was an older lady, but I don't know how old she was. And she said to her husband, dear, she said, we have a little angel here walking up and down the aisles.
Aww.
That's sweet. That was the best compliment I had. Yeah,
well,
okay.
So good
that's
to help
good.
People.
I'll be your angel.
I mean,
I'll help you.
Yeah.
I do that.
I mean, that's...
I just love it. But you,
you and I
are
very much alike.
Yes,
yeah.
That's why we
and
get along so well, and that's why this whole conversation has been so easy. No, didn't have to prepare anything, and I don't usually anyhow, but I was thinking to myself, oh, this is going to be easy today with her.
It's
called a no-brainer. But I want to remind people about your book, Peace Dreamer, A Journey of Hope in Bad Times and Good. It is on Amazon. Please go there. Please get it. It's uplifting. It'll just make you feel so good. And she also has a website, and I'm going to say that again, Cheryl, CHERYLMELODY.com. And she's got her books there and all these beautiful things. I want to ask you something before we go. Those little bookmarkers, where did you get them? I love them.
I got them on Amazon. I'll send you the link.
Please. You know, I have my granddaughter. I'm trying to get her to read more. She's reading The Great Gatsby right now. And every summer, she has to read 3 books. And so I've been spoiling her rotten, but she's the only one I have. But she likes how I read. She always likes me to read to her. And I said, why? She said, because when you read, it's not like the same sound. You do the conversations. It's like
right.
you're talking
putting
to somebody.
Expression into it. Yeah.
I do.
That's
and
great.
You would figure that I would do that. And so I sent her a text, and I said, I hear you're reading The Great Gatsby. So if you need any help, just holler. And she said, I think I can do it. But she says, you know, she calls me Grambo, too. She says, you know, Grambo. She says, if I need you, you know I'm going to call. So Grambo, she calls me. And you know why? Because she says, I'm tough and I can do anything.
You're like Rambo.
I'm like Rambo. Yep, exactly.
So my grandchildren call me Grelody, which is a combination of grandma and melody. So
I love that.
Yeah,
I hope they keep that.
Similar...
Have them keep that forever. That is just so endearing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's stuck. It's definitely stuck for sure. So you and I have these little pet names that we were given, which is so cute and so endearing, you know.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I spoil her rotten. I mean, but she's the only one I have, so why not?
Yeah. Well, you love her, that's all.
Oh,
and,
very much. More than
I don't
anything,
know if it's
I'd,
spoiling her.
I'd step in front
you're
of
giving
a
her
for
your
girl.
Heart.
I am. Oh, yeah. And I'm teaching her a way to believe in things and a way to feel good about herself and do good things for people because she watches
best
me. She sees what
ever.
I do.
Best lessons. Beautiful.
You know,
and you're the example. You're the role model.
That's what
so.
I. Yeah. Well, I'm trying. I'm gonna keep trying. I'm not gonna give up. I don't ever give up. I don't ever give
no.
up. No.
No. Your whole tone is one of determination.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I can hear it. I can hear determination, generosity, heart, love. I hear all that in your tone.
Thank you.
So it's beautiful.
That's a great compliment to me. It's a great compliment.
Well, it's true.
You know, and so are you, though. Look what you're doing. So you're doing the written word. It's out there. You're letting everybody read so they can feel good. I mean, this is not people that are listening, and will listen after this as the recorded show. She's not doing this for money. She's doing this for all of you. She wants all of you to be happy and feel good about yourselves and be able to dream and follow those dreams and make them come true. That's what you do.
I just want to help people any way I can, whether it's through my books or my music, and uplift their spirit and stay in that state of optimism and happiness and love and never giving up. Never give up on yourself or on the world. So
no, don't. Because people were moaning and groaning, oh, we'll never get out of this. I'm thinking to myself, stop. Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm.
We will
mm-hmm.
continue on. We will.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think it's more about love and taking care of each other than it ever has been before. And I think the universe, God, whatever, said, okay, it's time. I got to make a big change here because the way the world is going is not good. Now, the other countries, mm-hmm. I don't know what they're up to. They need me on the podium. But they probably shoot me. She's saying too much.
Don't even put that out to the universe.
But you know, I've got, I am determined. That's it. You're right. So.
Yeah, you're very determined. Very strong,
but,
will. You've got your
third
chakra. Your third chakra is very strong. Will.
Is
the
it?
Will. Yeah.
Oh, I have the will. And that goes hand in hand with to believe, without a doubt.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
I have so
right.
many people say, oh, that's not possible. That's not going to happen. Okay, you have your way and I have my way, but you're not going to change my
mm-hmm.
mind. I know how
mm-hmm.
I feel. So.
Right.
Anyways,
yeah.
I have enjoyed this so much with you today, and I knew it was going to be wonderful.
Thank you.
Very loving.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much that you made the time for this.
I'll have you again. You want to come on?
All right.
Natalie, I want to come on. I have something I want to share. See, people like yourself, I can do that. I mean, I could do probably interviews 2-3 times a week. I just, and I don't really have to prepare, but I mean, if it's an easy one and I don't have to, you know, this is, I got to think about it, then, you know, it's a little tough.
Some homework next.
Yeah, but I don't do very much. I just wing it and it always comes out good.
Yep, you're good at it.
Well,
me too.
Well,
I never ask when I'm interviewed. I never ask ahead about trust, whatever questions
and
there
I don't
are
have
meant
questions.
To be. And I'll,
believe it or not, I don't have them written down. No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I just talk, and so it's wonderful. But I love you dearly, and I'm so glad we got to do this. And like I said, I will send this to you. It takes about 2 hours before they actually put the recording up on the show page. I think. I mean, I've never really tested it out, but I will send it to you and keep promoting this beautiful book of yours, and thank you for autographing it and sending me that, and send me the link to these little bookmark thingies. They're really, really,
I will.
And I like them because they're magnetic. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're really, really nice.
It.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, and they give you 5 choices of what to send to people or however you want to use it. And so I chose that one for you, but there are other sayings on there. So, I'll send you the link, and I'm going to resend the article for your magazine for May just in case you don't have it in the May.
Oh, no,
all the
wait
other
a minute. I have it. I know I have it. But
you have it?
You want to send I'm sure.
All I got to do is
do a search on your name, and there it will be. But if I can't find it for some silly reason, then I will email you. But I know. I remember you sent it right away.
Oh, okay. All right, my dear. Thank you so much, Natalie.
You're most welcome
for being
anytime.
Who you are. And
always and you
keep
too.
Hope, everybody. Everybody, always keep hope in your heart. Always, always.
That's right.
Always.
Okay, love you, honey. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, that's the end of the show today. Next week, I'm not real sure of the time. It might be 8, it might be 5, I don't know. But whatever I want to do, want it to be, right? But do come back. Look on starpsychics.com. I always have a little post up there in the top right, and then I also have one on Mystic Living Today at the top right, so you can always be reminded of when the show. I usually put them up Friday because I have to make sure that I've gotten confirmation of my guests, but you know, sometimes there's changes, and you will know of that also. So I'm going to end the show like I always do, and that is to believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Be safe, and see you next week.